From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There's a new push to eradicate Afghanistan's opium crop. Foreign aid is targeted toward easing the country's economic dependency on poppy harvests. And Afghan President Hamid Karzai is pressuring provincial governors to crack down on the drug trade. But Afghan farmers who till the land where the opium cycle begins complain that no one is helping them. Many farmers who last year gave up their poppy crops say they are planting them again. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson has the story.
The dry, windswept farmland belonging to Jamal and his northern Afghan clan stretches clear to the horizon. Jamal says last spring, all one could see from this spot was opium poppies. And by next year, the bearded farmer in a white prayer cap promises that opium poppies are all anyone will see again. That's because Jamal and other farmers in the northern province of Balkh say they can't afford to plant anything else, even if opium is un-Islamic. The farmers claim the government promised them seed, wells, and other help in exchange for switching last fall to far less lucrative but legitimate crops like wheat and vegetables. Jamal says they are still waiting for the help.
We've got an expression in our language that says that the government is father and mother to us. So we trusted the government and we stopped. We trusted them that they would abide by their promises. But we are seeing right now that nothing has happened.
Western officials here say they are not surprised by the farmers' frustration, adding that rebuilding Afghanistan takes time. They predict getting rid of Afghanistan's opium problem will take even longer. U.S. Ambassador Ronald Newman.
You're not going to have full meaningful alternatives until you rebuild the rural economy. I mean, until you can move a crop to market, it doesn't matter what other crop you put in. So there are some pieces that have much longer phases.
But Afghan government officials are less forgiving of the farmers. Jamal and his friends offered names of government workers who they say came and offered incentives. But officials in Kabul and the provincial capital insist no one was ever promised individual help. Instead, the officials say money was earmarked to improve electricity, water, and roads for everyone, to boost the Afghan economy as a whole. Zalmay Afzali, spokesman for the counter-narcotics ministry, says giving farmers aid to stop planting poppies would be immoral.
Poppy is illegal in our constitution, but when we are giving alternative to them, it means that we are saying, don't drop, we will give you money. It means that it is an under-the-table deal that we are making with the farmers, deceiving our own constitution.
Afzali adds that authorities plan to deal severely with any farmers who go back to planting poppies, the time for which is October. But he admits it will be difficult. He adds that there aren't even enough trained and equipped police officers to fight drug traffickers.
Let me give you a short example. Our border police, with wearing a sandals and having a 3 bullets of AK-47 in his gun, and he is protecting us from the international mafia. Do you think it's possible? Is it okay to compare our police with your FBI? No, it's not.
Some Western officials also express concern that Balkh, considered an Afghan success story in opium poppy crop reduction and eradication last year, could prove a lightning rod for other quiet provinces in the north. But Jamal insists he and other farmers are not trying to hurt their country by rejoining the $3 billion a year opium trade. He also denies government claims that the farmers are being pressured by drug dealers to return to poppy planting. Jamal says farmers are simply trying to survive. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.